Hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to share with you a very quick Q&A session. So some of these questions that I've been asked either on Instagram or in the Academy, I wanted to share with you because they're relevant for everybody. And I really think these are going to help you, the answers to these questions. So one lady I was having a discussion with over on Instagram, and she said to me that she feels like she's getting nowhere quick in her business. She's currently working with a business coach, and they've put together a solid morning routine for her to be able to get her into a bit of a high vibe state so that she can then go in and do her daily tasks and everything in this kind of high vibe energy. And I totally get that. I totally get that. But one of the things when we were having this discussion that she told me was that this morning routine takes her around 3 hours every day. She does all sorts of things. She'll do long meditations, long journaling sessions, ice plunge. So she's got one of those ice tubs that are in the garden. She does an ice plunge. She has a shower. She goes out for a daily walk. She's got this huge list of stuff that she does, but it takes her 3 hours. And yes, it's great to have a really great, solid morning routine. But at the same time, if I was to have a 3 hour morning routine as part of my workday, that would mean that there's only an hour left to get work done because I only work 4 hours a day, Monday to Thursday. I work a couple of hours on a Friday as well, but mainly it's Monday to Thursday, 4 hours. So 3 hours would take 3/4 of my working day. And I just think it's not feasible for most people, especially when you've got a lot going on in your world. A morning routine's fantastic, of course it is, and it's doing something, a certain routine that is in alignment for you and how you operate as a person and how many commitments you've got going on outside your business and how long you want your working day to be as well. So my morning routine looks a bit like this, and mine's a bit disheveled because I've got kids, I've got a dog, and there's only me here to get the kids ready for school and all this kind of stuff. So we get up on a morning. I'm always downstairs first. I'll put the kettle on, I'll have a cup of tea. Sometimes I'm up an hour before the kids. I'll just gather my thoughts, write a quick list for the day. And then I'll play with the dog, let her out, give her a treat, whatever. Make the kids pack lunchbox. And then I'll get the kids up, bring them downstairs, give them the breakfast. Then they'll go get dressed and we'll get the dog's lead on and get the kids' shoes on and get them out to school. Sometimes we have dramas, whatever. But that's pretty much it in a nutshell. That's my morning routine. And then after I've been on the dog walk, then I get home, and before I start work, and my working day, if you like, my normal working hours are between 10 and 2. Sometimes it's 10:30 till 2:30. Sometimes I'll work till 3. But roughly, it's roughly 10 till 2 or 10:30 till 2:30-ish. Take a leave. But what I always do at the very, very start, before I start working or doing anything with clients or anything, I will tune in to a vision that I've painted for myself on how I want this business to be. And visualizations and actually embodying. It's not just a case of, right, I've got a pretty vision board, I look at it and be like, okay, there you go. It's more embodying the feelings of being in that. And I go deep on all of this inside of Quantum Success Mastery and Manifestation and the Universal Laws. I talk through step by step and how you can go deep on all of this. By the way, those two programs are included for free inside of the Casa Academy membership. So the link's below, check it out if you are interested in knowing more about how I do this and how I teach it and how it works for so many other people as well. So I basically do this visualization work for around about 10 minutes. It's roughly 10 minutes. Let me just rewind back a little bit to when I'm downstairs before the kids get up. I will also, it's usually either before the kids get up or just after they get up, I'll write down 3 things that I'm grateful for as well. I do this all the time. It takes me 5 minutes. I do this every morning because when you write it down, it's, I want to say, like, it becomes more ingrained when you write down the 3 things that you're grateful for that day and you change it up every day. The dog may have done something silly. The kids may be singing a song. Freddie may have said something witty because he does every day. Frankie may say, love you, mummy, and give me a hug or whatever. Whatever the things are, I'll write them down. So I'll do that always before the school run. That takes me 5 minutes. It's just a 5-minute chunk and it's inside of my journal. And back to the visualization, skip forward. So I'll do that. But also on a Friday, I'll do meditations because that's my day for doing that. I don't have time to meditate every day. I just don't have time. Not with my busy schedule that I've got, unless I was to work a lot longer hours, which I don't want to. I choose not to. I grow this business for freedom and for having lots and lots of time freedom. And if I was to have a 3-hour morning routine every day, I wouldn't get anything else done in my business. So I think it's just important that you sometimes look at some of the things that you're doing and think, right, is this bringing me money in? Yes, it's important to get yourself into a higher frequency state. It's so important to get yourself vibrating at a higher frequency to be an energetic match for the things that you're wanting to bring into your life. But it doesn't need to take you 3 hours. So it's all about the actions, especially in the beginning phases of your business. Yes, you could be looking at other multimillionaires who are growing online businesses now and thinking, oh, well, they do this morning routine, or they are always out having a jog in the middle of the day in the park, and they are always doing this, this, and this. But what did they do on the way up? This is what I want you to investigate. It's not just about what they are doing now, because of course they'll have a team now, they'll be able to outsource some tasks now to other people, but when it was just them, or maybe them and their VA, what were they doing on their way up? This is what I want you to look at. This is what I want you to recognize, because chances are they were taking more action than just doing a routine and writing down lots and lots of journal pages of notes and feelings and emptying things out of the heart and the mind and the soul and all this kind of stuff. And I think that there's a lot of it about in the online coaching world that will teach people things like 2 to 3 hour morning routines. And I think that when you are in the building phases of your business, it's kind of impossible. You've got so much other things to do. You've got a lot of strategy to put in place. Yes, the other stuff is important, of course, but 3 hours, that's a lot of your time during the day. You need to be taking more action than that. So what this lady was struggling with was the fact that she also has a lot of other commitments outside of her business. She was also working a job, so she didn't have time to do all of this. And there was more of the, what is that, the feeling stuff, the trying to get herself more into the energy and the mindset, which is very important, but it needs to be balanced out with the strategy and the things that you are doing, the tasks that you are doing every day, the actions, the daily money-making tasks, because this is what's going to grow you a six-figure, multi-six-figure or seven-figure business. It's not just about praying to the universe and being in the feeling and doing all of these 3-hour morning routines. Yes, all of that is fantastic to really get yourself into that state, but 3 hours is a very long time. So we kind of worked out how she could reduce this and do some of the things weekly instead of daily. And she's now getting on with that. And she's like, oh my gosh, I am actually getting stuff done now. And I'm actually building traction on Instagram now from just this advice, this advice that I'm giving you. And I wanted to share this with you because everybody needs to hear this. If you are spending hours and hours every day to try and get yourself into state, there are quicker ways that you can do this. And I'm sharing a lot of these ways and how you can do this very quickly in the Casa Academy. Come on in. Come and join us. Right now, we've got a March Sell Every Day Challenge that's going on. And everyone's just getting involved and getting amazing, amazing results. And so will you. Come on in. Come and join us. So if you can cut down your morning routine and make it a lot shorter, I'm talking like 15 minutes, so that you can use the rest of the time to get more and more work done, then that is what's going to help you to really, really grow this solid business that you are growing. Doesn't need to take you 3 hours for your morning routine. Another thing I wanted to share with you today, I was in Tesco's this morning, popped out of Tesco's for a couple of bits and bobs, as you do, and I overheard a couple of the employees having a chat together. Today is Tuesday at the time of recording this, also the day that the podcast episode's going out. I'm going to put this out there this afternoon. I overheard them talking about being excited for the weekend, saying, oh, I cannot wait for the weekend. Are you working every day? Yeah, me too. Oh, absolute bummer. Cannot wait for the weekend. Can't wait to get out of here. All that kind of thing. And one of them said to the other, oh, there's only a few more years till retirement. And the other one said, oh, gosh, I don't think I can stay here for all these years. I've already been here 10. I hate it. One of the things that I wanted to share about this, because this is the thoughts that went on in my head, is that if you currently hate the reality that you are living, if there's something about your life that you don't like, you've got the power to change it. You get to change it. You don't have to keep putting up with jobs that you don't like. There's always another job to go to. Even if you're building this business alongside working, if you absolutely hate the job that you're in now, you can go get another job. There are people that I've worked with who've come into the CASA Accelerator who were working a job that they absolutely hate and it would pull down their energy every day. So they quit the job. One of them went and got a job in a bakery. One of them got a job in a coffee shop. And it doesn't really matter. Bar work, whatever. Whatever it is to fund your business. If you've got bills to pay, so you can't quite afford to quit your job yet until your business is bringing in consistent income. Because, oh my gosh, there's so many people that will put unnecessary pressure on themselves by thinking, I'm just going to go all in on my business, and they'll quit the job and then be really stressing because the money's not coming in. You do not need to put that unnecessary pressure on yourself. It's better to get a part-time job or a weekend job or whatever it is alongside growing this business to be able to fund your current lifestyle. So if you're paying the mortgage and you don't want to lose your house or the bills or whatever, of course, the money's got to come in to pay for that. Don't put the unnecessary pressure on yourself to be like, I need to bring in 10 grand this month and I need it now, because that energy is going to really shine through in everything you are doing in your business. People are going to sense that kind of lack mentality or that lack energy that you are having. And by the way, this isn't me shaming or anything at all here. I would never, ever do that. It's just I've been in this position before myself and with many clients where you are so desperate for a client. It's like, I'll do anything. But that energy just shines through. It really does. People can sense it a mile off. And you're better off coming at a place of love, as cheesy as that sounds, but people can sense the love energy more and the fact that you are wanting to be of service, not desperate to get a client because you need to make money to pay your bills. So it's a different energy. It's just a different energy that you're putting out there. So don't put that pressure on yourself to quit your job and then be like, I need to have 5 clients this month, otherwise I can't afford to pay my gas or electric bill and then the heating will go off. Like, there's no need to put that unnecessary pressure on yourself. Just do this in a way that, yes, you are taking fast, messy action to grow your business. Skip the massive, massive morning routines that you may already have in place to actually start taking more action with your business, doing the daily things that matter the most, the things that bring you in the money. Of course, get yourself into a high vibe state, but do the things that bring in the money. And if you are in a job that you absolutely hate, that does ruin your state every day, then can you go get another job temporarily for now so that you have enough money coming in so that you don't have to panic about paying your bills and things like that? The money's still coming in, but you can still be growing your business alongside it. This is what I would always advise. There's nothing worse than having that scarcity around money and fear of not being able to pay bills. There's nothing worse than that. It's horrendous. I've been there. It's a horrible, horrible feeling. So if you are stuck in something that you absolutely hate and you cannot stand it and you're like, oh, I haven't got long, I just need my business to take off and then I can leave, then of course that's going to pull your energy down every day. So just look for another temporary job for now. That's what I would advise. And while we're on this subject, there is no shame in going for a job that you would feel like, oh my gosh, maybe I used to do that at university, or oh my gosh, there's no shame in that. So if you are perhaps working in an office building now, you may be working for a large corporation and you're thinking, oh, well, I can't go get a part-time job at the local shop because that's like a massive downgrade. And oh no, what would people say? Who cares what people think or what people say? It really doesn't matter. You are doing something to change the world. You are funding your life's work here. This isn't about pleasing other people or people's perceptions of you or anything like that, because you are gaining this knowledge. You are investing into different things to be able to have the knowledge, to get the solid strategy, to be able to grow this business. And when you're investing, of course, you need the money to come in. There's no shame at all in working somewhere where you may be thinking, oh my gosh, that might be a bit of a downgrade from where I'm working now. But you know what? I hate my job. I absolutely hate this office. I hate this environment. I hate this bitchy atmosphere. I need to get out of here for my own sanity. Then leave. Get out of there. And then go somewhere else and have banter somewhere else, wherever you are working. And then that will raise your vibration anyway. It's, oh yeah. On this subject, I remember I used to work in a bacon factory. Not that I promote doing that or eating meat or anything like that for any vegetarians or vegans who are watching this who may be thinking, oh, you did what? I worked in a bacon factory for a couple of months temporarily when I came back from working as a holiday rep. So I used to work in the travel industry and I worked as a holiday rep abroad. And between the seasons, you had a bit of time at home and I needed the money to come in. So I took a job at Bacon Factory, which was about half an hour to 40 minute drive from where I live. It was mostly lads that worked there, and it was a laugh. I packed ham. So I was on this process line, just packing ham into a box. So I was on the outside of the line, if you like. You had the sterile bit inside. I was on the outside. So I was in the boxing area. So I was just packing boxes, and it was a decent wage. It was like 17 grand a year, and you could always work overtime. And it was a pretty decent wage back then. And I'm talking, my gosh, 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, I used to work there, and it was a really decent wage, 17 grand a year plus overtime, just to pack boxes. That's all I was doing. Anyway, it was really great banter. I got offered a job to work in a bank, and this was after I came back from repping for the final time. I got offered a job to go work at NatWest in the bank. So I quit my job in the Bacon Factory and I went to the bank to work for NatWest. And oh my gosh, I would have traded back in an instant. The atmosphere in the bank was horrendous. The bitchiness, it was just horrible. You could cut the atmosphere with a knife between all of the employees in there. The management, who were very clearly above us all and made everybody know it, and they got the first dibs on lunch breaks and on holidays and absolutely everything. It was just awful. The atmosphere in there was awful. And I remember I used to sit next to a guy called John, and he was like, oh, I've worked here all my life and it's so bad now. It's okay, I'll retire in 15 years. And again, I'm like, why would you want to stay there for another 15 years? Why wouldn't you just leave now? Leave now. I just couldn't imagine staying somewhere for 15 years just because, oh, well, I've been here all my life. This is all I'm used to. So I'm just counting down the time. 15 years. Oh my gosh, I just could not imagine that. So anyway, I worked in that bank for about 6 months and then I quit. The final straw was that I wasn't allowed time off to go to Disney World with my family. And I really wanted to go to Disney World with my family. I didn't have another job to go to, but I thought, worst case scenario, I'll go back to the Bacon Factory. It is fine. So I went to Disney World and I came back and I got a job in the Bartley Card call centre. So I worked in there. That was a good banter as well in there. But the main thing that I'm wanting to stay here is this. It doesn't matter if you've got a fancy job somewhere, if you are really unhappy and it brings down your vibe and energy every day. I used to hate going into NatWest every day. I hated that job so much. It was the worst job I've ever had. And I've had about, oh my gosh, 20 odd jobs in my whole career. I've been a cleaner as well. I've been cleaning. I've done all sorts. My worst job that I've ever had ever is working in that bank. I absolutely hated it. The atmosphere was horrible. It was horrendous. The way that people made you feel, and it was just horrible. Oh yeah. So my advice would be, if you are working somewhere that's like that, leave. Go get a job somewhere else. Go have banter somewhere, somewhere that will raise your vibration, that will make you have a laugh every day, that you can still show up with your amazing energy rather than having energy vampires just drain your energy all the time. So I'm going to move on to another question that I was asked by somebody inside of the CASA Academy. And it was about one of the programs, saying, why have I removed the content calendars in Client Magnet Content System? And I want to tell you the reasons why. So a huge problem with content calendars is that people will get so focused on the types of content to be putting out into the world, such as educational content, storytelling, inspiration, selling. They'll be getting so focused on the type of content, but not really honing in on the depth of each type of content. And this is the reason why I decided just to remove the calendars, because the calendars are completely useless if your main focus is on the type of content instead. So I found this to be true for so many people. So many would come to me and say, oh, Camille, I created an educational piece of content, but nobody came. I'm like, did you actually watch the lessons that went with the content? Because I can see you've shared 3 tips to help this and this. And it was very surface level. And a lot of the time, I want to say the majority of the time, over 90% of the time, I could see this happening time and time again. So I decided to scrap the content plans, because I don't want people just looking at the plans and thinking, oh, today it's an educational piece to do with this, this and this. Okay, but then just focus on the content type rather than the depth that's needed and the in-depth training that I give per content type. I'm going to give you a bit of an example here as well. Before coming into the CASA Academy, one of the ladies said to me on Instagram, I've been doing these content plans for a while. These weren't mine as well, by the way. It was somebody else's. But again, it was kind of like educational, storytelling, inspiration. We all know this, don't we? That's like very surface level is the type of content to create. We all know we need to share education, share value with stories, inspiration, selling. It's very surface level, just to keep it there. And she basically was following a content plan which revolved around that and was saying to me, but I just don't understand because I've been following this plan. I've been sharing education, story, inspiration, blah, 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 blah. So when I looked at it, she had very, very surface level content. There was no depth at all. There was no, well, how does this even help your buyer? I said, what responses are you actually getting? The responses she was getting was, oh, this was very helpful, thank you. She was becoming the kind girl next door, if you like, because people weren't buying. If people aren't buying, you haven't got a business. You need to share and demonstrate why you are the one they need to go to. It's not just about how much knowledge you've got. It's not just about how smart you are and how much you know and how much you can say, hey, I'm the one to come to because I know all this stuff. Everyone knows a lot of stuff. It doesn't matter about the stuff that you know or how clever you are. If you over-educate your audience, if you are teaching too much, then of course they're not going to need to come into your offer because you're already teaching so much in your content. You need to get across to your audience and really articulate the value of your offer, why they need to come in now and why you are the one that they need to come to. This is something that I went into at really, really great depth last week in the March Sell Every Day Challenge because this is the part that's missing for so many people. This in itself and the depth to make people feel like you are connecting with them, to make them feel heard, understood, that their problem isn't just their own, that you know where they are now, you know where they are stuck, and you have the roadmap, the simple steps to get them out of this sticky situation. You are the one for them to go to. Are you demonstrating that in your content? Because if you're not, then things need to change. And 9 times out of 10, when people come to me and say, I've been following a content plan and it's not working, it's just the tick in the box. There's no depth to it. They're just like, oh, yeah, I've done a storytelling piece. Oh, yeah, I've done an educational piece. Oh, I've done this. Oh, I've done that. Or they may be following somebody on Instagram who's more of an influencer, who more teaches things like trending audios or something like that. And it's different. Of course, things like trending audios and stuff are great for reaching more people. But at the same time, if you are just focusing on a real strategy with trending audios and not really any other types of content that include a lot of depth, then you're going to leave so much money on the table. The people who are just focusing on growing accounts like that tend to be more influencers because they need to have a large number of followers. They need to be reaching a lot of people for other brands to pay them to be their influencer. So just be aware of that. If you are purchasing any Instagram courses or going into like Instagram memberships or anything like that, I have just recently created a training, a brand new masterclass called the Instagram Code 2024. It's all brand new up-to-date strategies to get people to actually buy from you on Instagram in 2024. Anybody with an online service business, this is for you. It's not for influencers. It's not for product base. It's not for anything else but an online service business because all of the examples, the strategy, absolutely everything that I give within the Instagram Code 2024 is purely for online service businesses to help you make more money in your business. So it's stitching together the different types of content to create, the different elements of Instagram to use to make more money in your business in 2024 using Instagram with the current up-to-date strategies, techniques and everything, all of the new things that Instagram have got, the features, everything for 2024. It's an hour-long masterclass. You'll be coming in and taking lots of notes. And this is what I advise you to do at the start as well, but also to rewatch it because some of the things you may miss because I have condensed it into an hour. I did used to have a course called Ignite Your Instagram. You may have bought this from me in the past, but I've scrapped it and I've replaced it with the Instagram Code 2024. And this is free inside of the Casa Academy membership. So if you're like, you know what, I do need to really get on top of my content. I'm not hitting all of these different depth boxes that I need to hit. I'm just doing the surface level or educational, storytelling, inspirational, selling. I am going deep as well inside of the Casa Academy on how to make sales every day with your content on Instagram in our March Sell Every Day Challenge. But also coming up in April is our storytelling content strategy. There's so much more to storytelling than just telling your origin story. There is so many different types of stories for you to be telling online because when you tell stories, and tell them in a certain way, then people will be listening. People love a good story. People love to tune into stories. This is why movies do so well. Box office movies, it's all about the story and getting people invested into the story in the first few seconds. And this is exactly what we are going deep on inside of the Casa Academy throughout the whole of April. It's all to do with storytelling content, not content as a whole, because content as a whole is a massive subject. And I do get deep on content as a whole and content that sells and all of that inside of Client Magnet Content System, which is included again for free inside of the Casa Academy membership. So get on in here if you're thinking, you know what, I want to start making sales every day. I want to start doing this in a way that makes people pay attention, that I can just double or quadruple or even more my income. Come on in right now to the Casa Academy. All of these things I used to sell separately. Client Magnet Content System is on my website for $597. Ignite Your Instagram, which I've since scrapped, but I sold that individually, as I did with other strategy trainings as well that are all included. And it's not just about the strategy either. It's all trainings on mindset, leadership, belief systems, energetics. There are so much included inside of the Casa Academy. Come and take a look because you get a whole vault of training bonuses there as well. And the community as well is so amazing. Just come on in, come and try it as well. There's no tie-ins. But what I will say is this, the retention is very high in the membership. If you are one of these that just likes to come in and dip the toes and not take the action and leave, then the membership's not for you. Please don't come in. But if you're like, you know what, I really, really want to get on top of this right now. I want to come on in. I want to do the work. I want to be invested into something that I know that I can grow and grow together with other strong visionary women who are changing the world. Then come on into the membership. I invite you in. You can come on in and try it for a month. And if after a month you're like, you know what, I absolutely love this, stay. Stay like the rest of the ladies are staying and stay plugged in as well and take action, because fast, messy action takers are the biggest money makers, as we always like to say. So come on in. I'm going to put the link in the show notes below. Come on into the membership. Try it out. If you don't love it, no problem. No strings attached. You can just leave. It's absolutely fine. Don't worry. Don't think I'm going to tie you in for a whole year or whatever. This is not what this is about. I want you to want to stay. This is what the membership's about. I want you to want to stay and develop and grow and change the world. And let's just do this together. It's such an incredible space. So right back to this content. The reason why I removed content plans in Client Magnet Content System is because too many people were just ticking the box and saying, oh, but I've done an educational piece and it's not working. And this is the same when I see people following other people's content plans. People are too focused on the types of content instead of the actual deep message itself that's needed. And this is what we are going deep on in April within the Casa Academy. Our huge focus for April is storytelling content and how you can go deep, and every single step that you need to have within your storytelling content. It's not just enough to say, go tell a story about this. That's just surface level. So if you've been told that, that is just very, very surface level. We're spending a whole month on going deep on this. And for you to fully understand what's needed and how you can articulate stories in a way that make people buy, because this is what it's all about. So I'm going to love you and leave you for today. Thank you so much for joining. Join us again with another Q&A session very, very shortly. Bye for now.